there's something strange about the recent attack, and nobody seems to be talking about it. I found some very interesting information that you're definitely going to want to hear. So back in 2011, a top-secret American drone made by Lockheed Martin was captured by the Iranian government. And the weird thing about this is that, well, this is top-secret technology. This was America's one of their top most advanced drones that exists. We still don't know the capabilities about it today because it's classified. However, we do know what it was. The drone in question here was a Lockheed Martin RQ-170, which is a stealth drone. And like I said, we don't really know what capabilities it has or doesn't have. But one thing is guaranteed is that there are some very advanced avionics on board. And these avionics are classified and nobody's supposed to even know what they do except for, you know, the top people. So what happened was this drone was making a routine run in Iraq in 2011. And all of a sudden, they lost contact with the drone. And moments later, they realized this drone was in Iran and it was being operated by somebody they don't know. It was flying. It wasn't shot down or anything. It was literally just like it was hijacked, but it's a drone. So the drone landed in Iran and the U.S. acknowledged that, yes, Iran has one of our top secret drones. So the story actually doesn't end here. However, if you think about this exact situation, I think it's more than likely that what happened was Iran was able to reverse engineer some of the high-tech avionics on this drone and utilize it for themselves, right? So if you take this attack that just happened, if Iran has this technology to make their drones or duplicate our drones in a way that we can't even tell the difference, you can bet other countries have it. So in an all-out war, I think we're going to be in a whole lot of trouble. But the story doesn't end here. It's actually just beginning. The most outlandish, the most far-fetched, but there is a little bit of evidence to back it up. And that's why we're going to talk about it right now. Some very important information I need to share with you. So back in 2011, when the Iranian government took control of the American drone, what was the public sentiment on UFOs? It was ridicule. All news media ridiculed it. They made fun of it. It was the laughingstock of all topics at the time, right? And as we know now, things are a lot different. Not only does the news media take it seriously, but so does the government and so do other governments. And basically, everybody in America realizes UFOs are real. Now, are they American made or are they not? Does America actually possess UFOs, crashed UFOs or recovered discs? I believe they do. And a lot of other people believe they do too. But the weird thing about this is that when that drone was hijacked in 2011, one of the top Iranian physicists came out stating that Iran has recovered UFO technology, just like we have, right? Roswell and all the other things, Aztec, David Grush, all these things. Iran has recovered technology. And not only that, they were able to reverse engineer it and they're flying their own. And believe it or not, this Iranian physicist came out and specifically said that a Iranian UFO, yes, that's right, a flying saucer, took that drone down. Not only took it down, it took control of it and then flew it into Iran, safely landed it where they were able to, you know, take it apart, disassemble it and all that. I know this sounds crazy, but you're going to want to see what I found. Quote, Iran's flying saucer downed U.S. drone, engineer claims. We have no comment for this individual's claims, George Little, the Pentagon's chief spokesman, says. But tell him the secretary would like his lightsaber back. Late last month, Iran put on display what it insisted was a captured American stealth drone. At the time, Tehran claimed it brought down the RQ-170 with a sophisticated electronic attack. Nonsense, says one Iranian engineer, who claims to have inside knowledge of the drone nab. The Islamic Republic used force fields and flying saucers to subdue and capture the unmanned craft. Meet Miran Kesh, who purports to be the father of the RQ-170 abduction. In a recent post to his eponymous foundation's online forums, Kesh claims that the Iranians use, quote, advanced space technology that he pioneered. The craft has been air-picked up and been put down on its belly through the use of force fields, Kesh writes, by which he means force fields. It's feeling a lot like Tinfoil Tuesday, our weekly roundup of the planet's most insane conspiracy theories. Just a side note here, Notice how hardcore they ridicule this story. Would they do the same thing today? Considering that the U.S. Congress has had numerous hearings on UFOs and recovered crafts, I'm not so sure they would. It just goes to show you how brutal the mainstream media can be when reporting on UFOs, especially back in 2011. Let's keep reading. The defense secretary would like his lightsaber back. The U.S. has yet to confirm that the drone Iran claims to have is actually the stealth, quote, beast of Kandahar. And the yellow model that Iran has peddled looks like it's made of fondant, like a drone-shaped cake constructed for an episode of Food Network Challenge. Just another side note here. It is confirmed by the U.S. military, by Obama, and by everybody. It is a known fact that Iran does have this drone. So them trying to ridicule it is just ridiculous, in my opinion. But let's keep reading. Keshe claims that the drone looks as smooth and clean as it does in Iran's propaganda photo because his force fields intercepted the RQ-170 like a tractor beam would and deposited it gently to Iranian soil. As summarized by Pure Energy Systems News, Keshe's technology, part of an Iranian flying saucer program, harnesses, quote, a fusion reaction that manipulates dark matter, regular matter, and antimatter, end quote. His description sounds almost exactly like Bob Lazar and David Grush. Here we are 13 years later, and everything he's saying here turns out to be credible. Let's continue reading. Keshe himself suggests that Iran's advanced space program has yielded flying saucers and used them to down the drone. The Iran spaceship program has the capability of jamming and blocking any incoming radar, he writes. As we have explained a month ago on this forum, and now we see the practical use of the technology. Ironies abound. Iran allegedly has alien technology, but it can't seem to put together a decent nuclear bomb. Quote, and the beast of Kandahar, which is the RQ-170, well, it's got an alien connection, too, in a sense. As you can learn from this fascinating documentary, flying wing technology of the sort displayed by the RQ-170 was first developed by the Nazis. After the war, the U.S. imported Nazi weapons and scientists, like the missile specialist Werner von Braun, under a program called Operation Paperclip. Among them were flying wing gurus, the Horton brothers. One theory holds that the subsequent American UFO sightings were actually people seeing U.S. flights of the Horton's unfamiliar back-shaped aircraft. So now they're trying to say that all UFO sightings are just these flying wing designs? Give me a break. In other words, the RQ-170 may have been born from flying saucers, sort of. And the flying saucers may have brought it low. Not to be that guy to burst Keshe's bubble, but Danger Room explained last month that Iran could have captured the drone by spoofing the RQ-170's GPS-based navigational backup systems, no force fields necessary. Keshe isn't interested in any of that. Even though his saucers and tractor beams allegedly captured the RQ-170, majorly cheesing off Washington, Keshe hopes his space tech will bring about a new era of international peace and intergalactic exploration. He said, quote, we invite the U.S. government and other nations to enter into negotiations with the Foundation and the Iranian government. He posted, for disclosure of the full space technology to all nations simultaneously, that there shall be no more war race, but a pace race to join and to conquer space, not each other's little piece of lands, so-called nations. This offer stands and is extended to all nations, irrespective of their color, race, and religion, end quote. So what do you think about this situation? Do you think it's actually feasible that a UFO controlled by Iran was able to maybe launch an attack or even just down that drone in 2011? And if Iran does have UFO technology, well, what else do they have, right? I know they try to ridicule Iran, oh, they can't even make nuclear weapons. How can they have advanced technology? Well, that's a little bit deeper than most people realize, too. And that's a subject for another video. But I want to know what you think about this, too. Do you think it's possible that this whole situation was a false flag attack with the purpose of garnering support for another war, another invasion of the Middle East? Or do you think it's likely that the Iranian government used the reverse-engineered American drone technology from that Lockheed Martin secret drone to kind of dupe the signals to make their drones seem like American drones by putting off the right radio signals so that the radar operators on the American base won't be able to tell whose drone it is because they think it's theirs? I think that's highly possible, and that's most likely it. But I don't think it rules out the possibility of UFOs being involved, because as we know, the secrecy regarding UFOs is far crazier than any of us can ever realize. So let me know what you think about this. Put your opinion down in the comments below. What do you think happened on that base? What do you think happened? Do you think it's any of these possibilities that I said, or is there something else that I'm missing? Put it in the comments. I want to read what you have to say, and I'm sure everybody else wants to read what you have to say too. So I just want to thank you all for watching this video, and until next time, God bless you all. Oh,